This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Vikshit Bharat in New Delhi today, to mark the International Women's Day, the president emphasized that the daughters of the nation are playing a crucial role in realizing the vision of a developed India. She highlighted the importance of society creating a supportive environment to help them progress and fulfill their potential. President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. She described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Union Ministers Arjun Ram Meghwal and Annapurna Devi also addressed the gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat on the occasion of International Women's Day, Modi emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women at every step. The Prime Minister stated that the banner of women's empowerment is soaring across all sectors of society, with the power of Indian women now acknowledged globally. He praised the role of self-help groups in the nation's development and announced that the government is aiming to create 3 crore Lakhpati Didis over the next 5 years as part of the ongoing efforts to empower women. During the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan, the Prime Minister disbursed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. He also felicitated 5 Lakhpati Didis with Lakhpati Didi certificates. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi handed over the social media accounts for a day to inspiring women to mark the International Women's Day. In a social media post, Modi said, "Since morning, there have been inspiring posts by extraordinary women sharing their own journeys and inspiring other women." He said these women belong to different parts of India and have excelled in different areas with the underlying theme of India's Nari Shakti. He added that their determination and success reminds everyone of the boundless potential women hold. He further stated that the nation is celebrating their contributions in shaping a Viksit Bharat. The Central Railway commemorated International Women's Day in an innovative way by operating an all-woman train today. The Vande Bharat Express train number 22223 departed from the renowned Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus, bound for Shirdi, with an all-woman crew on board, including the loco pilot, assistant co-pilot, train manager, ticket examiners, and on-board catering staff. The iconic Vande Bharat Express reached Shirdi as scheduled, showcasing a significant milestone in women's empowerment. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today announced that the government plans to add 75,000 new seats in medical education over the next 5 years. Nadda was addressing the inaugural session of the International Symposium on Health Technology Assessment 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Nadda also highlighted that the number of medical colleges in the country has increased by 101% since 2014. To strengthen secondary and tertiary health care, 22 All India Institutes of Medical Sciences have been inaugurated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Mauritius on the 11th and 12th of this month to take part in the National Day celebrations of the island country as the chief guest. A contingent of Indian Defence Forces will participate in the celebrations along with a ship from the Indian Navy. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.